Yesterday, more than 1,000 protesters marched outside Philadelphia City Hall calling for an arms embargo on Israel. That protest was pegged to the start of today's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. WHYY's Corey Sharber tells us more.
The demonstration in Philadelphia is one of several that took place this weekend as part of the Not Another Bomb campaign. Activists say they want Vice President Kamala Harris to end arms dealing with Israel as his war against Hamas continues, resulting in tens of thousands of civilian deaths. Sam Kitab, a Palestinian American, had two family members perish during the war on October 19th when they were sheltering in a church. As a Philadelphian, he said U.S. politicians need to remember, quote, "We are citizens and our vote will count."
I think the politicians are stuck in thinking that they have to stand with Israel no matter what, otherwise they won't get support. What they need to realize is there is support for them if they are standing on the point of justice.
Last month, Harris met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying that while she had a, quote, unwavering commitment to Israel, she will not be silent about the humanitarian toll in Gaza. In a statement Sunday, the Harris Walz campaign told WHYY News the vice president supports deals currently on the table for a permanent ceasefire. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.